So, Catherine, great to have you around here. We're going to start off with the same question. What brought you to Island Baptist in the first place and what kept you there?
Right. Well, when John and I got back from overseas and decided to settle in Christchurch, and we knew that we wanted to start a family and become engaged with a church, we deliberately decided not to go back to the church that we were part of because it was big. And we knew that it would be easy for us to be anonymous. And so that was the reason we chose Islam as a small church, because that reduced the risk of us, you know, just sort of blending in and potentially not getting involved. And then what kept us at Islam was the fact that thinking aloud is allowed, and that questioning faith is just a normal part of the Island culture. And I love the fact that people are open-minded about Christianity in the 21st century. And there's amazing tolerance and acceptance and genuine love.
Sounds like a great place to be.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
On another facet of your life, perhaps, have you ever watched the X Factor talent show on TV?
Yes.
Yeah. So if you were going to enter that show, what would your talent be?
Right. Well, I think I'd probably say that my biggest X Factor talent is my ability to think creatively and outside the square.
Yeah.
Well, if I didn't meet Simon Cowell's expectations, then it wouldn't bother me that much, to be honest.
Frederick Buechner is an author from America, actually. And he has a quote which a lot of people have heard, which goes, "Vocation is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet." What does that look like in your life?
I haven't heard that quote, but I do believe in the idea of vocation, and I don't know that everybody has the blessing of finding their vocation. But for me, I think the world's deep sadness is around being lost, not knowing what its true values are, and being rooted in values of love and peace and forgiveness and community, and so where that sadness meets, just repeat the quote for me, Anna.
Its vocation is the place where your deep gladness and the world's deep hunger meet.
Hunger, yeah. So coming back to the hunger being the loss of values. And my deep gladness would be that the world would, being the people in the world, would align themselves with God's values.
Mm-hmm. So how does that work out in your life? How do you make that happen?
I think I think quite a lot about my values and what's important to me, and I make many of my life decisions based on what my values are.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of how we structure our family life, how I treat other people, whether they're people I know well or mm-hmm. strangers, how I engage with the physical world,
I've heard you talk before in church about spiritual disciplines that you're practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering what spiritual disciplines you're currently practicing.
Right, yep. Well, I've talked before about Sabbath moments, and I guess I continue to practice that to a certain extent, but I've redefined it, and I now call it mindfulness, but it's the same concept really, and that's a big part of my spiritual practice, is being mindful about how I interact with other people and what I choose to think about and to dwell on, which can also be called meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And so I I've practiced working meditation into my everyday routine, like when I go for walks. I practice my mindfulness in that I'm praising God for being able to experience creation, and I'm practice gratefulness. Often I practice my gratefulness when I'm doing my everyday household tasks, like doing dishes or hanging out washing, that kind of thing. Another spiritual practice that I'm constantly working on is love, loving others, and giving people the benefit of the doubt,
mm-hmm.
and practicing forgiving them, and practicing not allowing anybody to offend me. What other spiritual practices?
That's a fair few.
For me, I think I don't separate out certain tasks as being spiritual and then other tasks as being, you know, physical or work or household, you know, domestic or that sort of thing. I kind of feel like practicing your spirituality is a part of your everyday living.
Mm-hmm.
And
Great. Do you have any heroes or heroines that you think about in your life that you respect very much?
Yes, I've got a few. Some are famous and some are ordinary people. Probably my biggest hero of all time is Sir Edmund Hillary.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of his vision and determination and commitment to his desires and drive, really, and the things that he was able to achieve, not just with his mountain climbing, but also his social activities as well. Mother Teresa is a heroine, I suppose. I'm greatly inspired by her. Gandhi, Jesus is my hero.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were people who were rebels and disruptors, and that's heroic.
Mm-hmm.
And Barack Obama and Michelle Obama are heroes to me, with the things that they've been able to achieve in terms of social change and advocating for social justice. My two grandmothers,
mm-hmm.
were my heroines, and I think about them many, many times a week, and just personally they had a huge influence on me. So, and they were very ordinary people who lived simple, nondescript lives, and yet instilled in me many values.
Hmm.
So, Yeah.
Hmm.